the floater from five. No, take it by Baker. Got it. The Eagles are in front. Couldn't have come at a better time.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Moorhead, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
He'll feed it off the glass. Hit it! Nice shot for 10. He hit the shot. He hit the shot.
And good evening to you, and welcome to the championship game of the Ohio Valley Conference Tournament as the second-seeded Morehead State Eagles square off with the top-seeded Little Rock Trojans. Hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Moraz along with Tom Lewis at the Ford Center in Evansville, Indiana. For MSU's Eagles, their preseason goals are staring them right in their faces. An OVC tournament championship and an automatic bid into the NCAA tourney's field of 64. But standing in their way is a red-hot Little Rock team that's won 10 straight and features one of the OVC's most athletic squads. It will not be an easy one. It will be a dogfight, and this should be a great game. Stay tuned. We're talking to Morehead State coach Preston Spradlin in 2 minutes as the pregame show continues on the Eagle Sports Network.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds to the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Welcome back to the Ford Center in Evansville, Indiana. I'm Chuck Moraz, along with MSU basketball coach Preston Spradlin. His Eagles are in the championship game of the OVC tournament, taking on Little Rock. And Preston, all the preseason work, all the work in the fall, the entire season, game by game by game, you're right in the position you want to be now.
You know what? That's exactly what we told the guys, you know, that everything that we've been through and the journey of this season, you know, it's all working to get for an opportunity like we have here tonight. And so we deserved it. We've earned it. and we belong. And that's where our guys should draw some great confidence. And, you know, as a staff and a program, we've just, we're extremely grateful. You know, this makes three championship games that we've played in here over the last 4 years, and that's not lost on us how special that is, but all the credit goes to those young men.
Well, you played well in the quarterfinal round win over SIU Edwardsville, but I thought you played even better last night against UT Martin in the semifinal victory.
You know, yeah, and it was just a really fun game. You know, just a high-level game, and credit them. They came out swinging, making tough shots. You know, Jordan Sears really just a tough cover. But, you know, the message at halftime to our guys was we played good, and that's as good as they can play. And that was their best shot. Now let's clean these couple things up. Let's stick with this. Let's correct this and make this adjustment. Let's go out there, and it'll pay off for us over the course of this 20 minutes. And our guys really believed it. They executed it. They stuck together and came out on the right side of it. But that's what March Madness is, a big-time atmosphere like we had last night, and two really good teams going at it. And it'll be the same thing here tonight.
This will be the third game in 3 days for your team. You've had two late-night games now, what I would call a normal evening game. How are your guys physically?
Yeah, we're good. We're good. You know, we did a little bit less on the court with our shoot-around here today, a lot more just being cerebral, getting in the spots, talking through things, and not as much with our tempo. Then we get a little bit longer warm-up here tonight, so that'll be nice to get out there and get some shots, see those go in, get a feel for the atmosphere and everything. But, hey, these guys are young. You know, we talked about building up and being ready for these moments, so I don't expect fatigue or anything like that to be a factor.
Well, last night when the game was close, I just saw the determination in the faces of your guys. I mean, it was almost like they flipped the switch and said, this one's not going to get away from us, we're going to take it.
Yeah, you know, it was very evident, wasn't it? And I just think there's just a calming fact that these guys have, and it's confidence, and it's you know, just the togetherness that they have, and that was very evident last night. You know, and it was really fun to coach that game and to see these guys step up and rally each other and hold each other accountable in the right way and challenge each other and respond, and that's what great teams do, and we're going to need much of that here tonight.
Little Rock is a team that's won 10 straight, playing very good basketball right now. Probably as athletic a team as there is in the OVC.
They're good. You know, they're a talented team. They're going to play seven guys. All seven of them are high-level players. They got size. They got athleticism. They're extremely skilled. You know, defensively, they're going to mix it up, whether it's their man-to-man, their ball screen covers. They have a different package of zones and presses. They threw a number of different things at us at their place to really get us off balance. And so we got to do a great job with all of that. But ultimately, you got to protect the paint. You know, they're a good shooting team, but that's not how they try to beat you. They try to beat you with post-ups, with drives, paint touches, offensive rebounds, and free throws. So we got to do a really good job of protecting the paint and all the different, you know, things that go into that. We got to rebound the ball, and we got to attack with changing defenses.
What about tempo tonight?
You know, we'll see. It's like every game, right? You know, we get our stops, and we got the numbers, then we're going to run. If not, then we're gonna execute. I do think it's important when you get some stops to get the ball up quickly before they get a chance to maybe set their zone here tonight. But it's about keeping an attacking mindset, moving the ball, making the extra pass, the easy play, no matter what defense they're in.
That's Morehead State Coach Preston Spradlin. I'm Chuck Mraz. More in 2 minutes on the Eagle Sports Network.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Moorhead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
For those of you who enjoy keeping chickens around for farm fresh eggs all year long, Hinton's 18% layer feed is for you. Our layer feed has a vitamin and amino acid balance for hen health and more eggs per chicken per year. It also contains added probiotics to support healthy digestive systems and is formulated with alfalfa meal for higher quality, better tasting eggs. Best of all, as with all our homegrown feeds, our layer feed is made fresh every week with locally grown natural ingredients. Quality food starts with quality feed. Fresh, local, Hinton Mills.
Great grocery buys abound this week at Allen's IGA. Tyson chicken tenders from Allen's award-winning deli are specially priced for only $6.99 a pound. Chobani classic yogurt cups are just a dollar. Yellow and zucchini squash is only $1.49 a pound. And the 12-ounce pack of no yolks noodles is just $2. Huge savings while always spending less at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pond in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
And we welcome you back to the Ford Center in Evansville, Indiana. It's championship time for the Ohio Valley Conference Tournament as the Moorhead State Eagles will take on the Little Rock Trojans. The Trojans, the top seed in the tournament. Moorhead State came in at number 3. MSU under head coach Preston Spradlin, 25-8 overall. Little Rock, 21-11. MSU advanced into the title game with a quarterfinal round win the other night against SIU Edwardsville, 78-63. And last night moved out of the semifinals, beating UT Martin, 84-78. In the other semifinal matchup last night, Little Rock destroyed Western Illinois, 82-57. Darrell Walker, the sixth-year head coach of the Little Rock Trojans, who are ranked 21st right now in the College Insider mid-major poll. Let's go ahead and look at the starting lineups for this ball game. First of all, for Little Rock, like Moorhead State, three guards and two forwards. The first guard, an all-OVC pick, K.K. Robinson, a 6-foot senior from Little Rock, a transfer from Texas A&M, averaging 15.8 points, 5.6 rebounds. The second guard is Jordan Jefferson, 6'4 junior from Marietta, Georgia, averaging 6.2 points, 2.5 rebounds. And the third guard, Jameer Chaplin, a 6'5 graduate student from Norcross, Georgia, averaging just about 15 points and nearly 7 rebounds a game. One of the forwards, the OVC Freshman of the Year, Jalen Crocker Johnson, a 6'8 frosh from San Antonio, Texas, averaging just above 9 points and over 5 rebounds a game. And the other forward, DeAnthony Gordon, a 6'8 graduate student from Mobile, Alabama, and a transfer from Northwestern Mississippi Community College, averaging just under 12 points and about 5 rebounds per game. The lineup for Moorhead State at the point will be Drew Thelwell, the 6'3 senior from Orlando, Florida, averaging 9.7 points, 3 rebounds. Tops in the OVC in assists this year, 205 on the season, an MSU record, averaging 6.4 per game. He's also 8th, by the way, in steals, with 41 total, 1.3 per game. The second guard, an all-OVC pick, and a member of the conference's all-newcomer team, Jordan Latham, 6'4 graduate student from Grandview, Missouri, averaging 15.7 points, 6.1 rebounds. Third guard, Khalil Thomas, who had 7 triples last night to set a new Moorhead State record with 100 on the season. He's from New Orleans, Louisiana. 6'5 graduate student is averaging 12.5 points, 4.5 rebounds. On the front line, Riley Minix and Deontay Miles. Minix, of course, the OVC's Player of the Year, 6'7 graduate student from Vero Beach, Florida. Second in the league in scoring at 20.6 points per contest. Second in rebounding at 9.9. He also has 34 blocks and 43 steals. Deontay Miles, the other forward, 7-foot graduate student at 240 pounds from Walton, Kentucky. The Xavier transfer averaging 5.2 points, 5.1 rebounds. The series between these two clubs began last year when Little Rock joined the OVC. The Trojans lead it 2-1. The last matchup was at Little Rock on February the 15th, with Little Rock prevailing 69-68. As a matter of fact, when you look at all three games, the decisions were made by a total of only 9 points in those three games. 2 4-point games, two and just 1 1-point game. Your officials for this contest, as assigned by the OVC, Craig Murley, James Hicks, and Kevin Driver. Morehead State up against Little Rock for this year's Ohio Valley Conference Tournament Championship. Tom Lewis and I will be back to talk about this one in just a moment as we continue on the Eagle Sports Network.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Is that the sound of an ooey-gooey, cheesy, crunchy slice of P-I-Z-Z-A? Obviously. But as good as that sounds, we think it can get even better. Oh, yeah, that's the sound of a freshly opened fizz-filled Pepsi. The only thing that can take this flavor medley of crunchy dough, mouth-watering cheese, and savory sauce to the next level. How about another bite? Pepsi and pizza sound like a match made in heaven and taste even better. Pizza, better with Pepsi. That's what I like.
And before we continue with more of our pregame show and moving up toward the tip, let's pause. 10 seconds for station identification. It's basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, the flagship station of Moorhead State University Athletics.
And in tonight's OVC Championship game, it's Little Rock against Moorhead State. Of course, we mentioned Little Rock led by Darrell Walker. The Trojans were picked in the preseason to finish seventh in the OVC. Moorhead State was picked to finish first. We know about predictions. Moorhead State ended up in a three-way tie with Little Rock and UT Martin for the regular season crown. But Darrell Walker, as we talked about, OVC Coach of the Year for the job that he's done with the Trojans this year. Tom, they have a very good ball club. This should be a very entertaining game.
We got a sneak preview of them as far as their postseason effort last night, and they looked awfully good, Chuck. They took Western Illinois to the woodshed, easily won that game. But they are an outstanding team on both ends of the floor. They can definitely score and score with efficiency. They are on a 10-game winning streak, which is the third longest right now in the entire country. And over that 10-game span, they are defeating their opponents by an average of 18.5 points a game. So they're on quite a run, and that's because they're a very talented bunch.
Well, these two teams, as we mentioned, faced each other in Little Rock back on the 15th of February. Moorhead State lost that game by a point. That was one of the games MSU was without second leading scorer Jordan Latham. And they went with a smaller lineup in that ball game, starting Eddie Rich instead of Deontay Miles. And it was a very entertaining ball game. Moorhead State nearly pulled that thing out.
Yeah, and this is a team where Moorhead State can get away with going small. Of course, they've done it against some larger teams too. But while this Little Rock bunch is a good rebounding team, they're not particularly big. They've got active guys. They like to tap the ball around a lot on the offensive glass. They work together to rebound well, but they're not a big, bulky, physical kind of team.
They prefer to take the ball to the basket whenever possible. They are not really a three-point shooting ball club either, although they're ranked third in the league in terms of three-point percentage at 33.8. Moorhead State is the best three-point shooting team in all of the OVC at 36%. MSU averages a league-best 9.4 threes per game, and just about half that for Little Rock. So they'll try to work the ball inside as much as possible. They also like to get out into the open floor and run as much as possible. So I do believe that tempo could be a key to this game.
I think you're right, Chuck. Maybe not quite as big a factor as last night against Tennessee Martin when we were concerned it might turn into a track meet. But the Eagles did a really good job in that game of controlling the tempo for the most part. They limited UT Martin's fast break and transition opportunities. So based on that performance, I think we can look for the Eagles to have some success doing that again tonight. But you talked about Little Rock liking to get the ball to the rim. That's something Tennessee Martin did with success last night, particularly Jordan Spears, who went off and you know, scored over 30 points, and a lot of that came on dribble penetration. So you got to look out for a guy like K.K. Robinson, who's got that similar skill set, able to penetrate and either score at the rim or kick and set up another teammate with an open shot.
Morehead State will be dressed in the royal blue uniforms tonight as the lower-seeded team. They wear the dark colors, gold letters, gold numerals, and gold and white trim for the Trojans of Little Rock. Their traditional home white uniforms with the maroon letters and maroon numerals. And the X factor in this ball game for me, Tom Lewis, is Jordan Latham. Just 10 points last night. He's had not the best of tournaments so far, but we've seen J2, and this is a guy that can explode at any time. If he has a big game tonight, I think Morehead State will be in great shape.
I agree with you 100%. We were talking about it a little bit earlier today. We both feel like he's just been off by that much in these last two tournament games. Felt like he came awfully close last night to kind of busting out. And, yeah, I think that's going to be a huge key for Morehead State. For me, the X factor on the other side with the Trojans is going to be their big guy, Mikel Mitchell. Now, he comes off the bench. He doesn't start, but he was a second-team All-OVC pick. So he's a very talented guy, and he's one of the few guys on that roster that's got significant size and can potentially give Morehead State a lot of trouble physically down low. He's dealing with a shoulder issue. He's wearing a significant brace on his left shoulder. And last night in their game against Western Illinois, we saw him aggravate that shoulder, and he had to leave the game, and I don't think we saw him the rest of the way. He went through warm-ups tonight, but I've been watching him, and he is very limited in the way he's using that left arm and left hand.
Mitchell, 6'10", 240-pound senior from Washington, D.C. He's a transfer from Arkansas. You mentioned second-team all-conference, only played in 18 games this year because of that shoulder injury. In those 18 games, 43 blocks, averaging almost 2.5 blocks per contest. So he is a rim protector.
We'll see how much that shoulder and the aggravation that he suffered last night impacts his performance tonight. He was not going up with that left arm at all in warm-ups. Anything he did that required extension was solely with that right hand and right arm.
Morehead State will travel right to left on your radio dial as we open things up. From the Ford Center, it will be Anthony Gordon in the center circle for Little Rock. Deontay Miles steps in there for Morehead State. And we're set for basketball and championship action in Evansville. Opening tap controlled by Morehead State. Estelwell got it from Latham, who had taken it off the hands of Miles. Drew high left. His defender, Robinson, fell down. Out to Latham, driving right of the lane. Wide left, Fellwell, 17 on the timer. He'll turn right into a double team, far side against the zone to Latham. It's like they're in a 2-3, down the far wing. The bounce to Riley Minix, 8 to shoot, down the baseline, spin move to the goal, off the glass and in with the right hand.
What a beautiful move by Riley Minix. It wasn't just a spin, it was a reverse pivot going in the opposite direction you usually see a right-handed shooter go, but he played that perfectly.
2-0 Morehead State at the right elbow. Crocker Johnson controls on Minix. Looking. Wanted Robinson, who finally shakes free of Fellwell. He'll take it to the right arc, try to penetrate. Down the right baseline, Gordon from 18 missed the jumper. Fight for the rebound along the hardwood. Minix had it, but off his hands it goes to Fellwell, who brings it across. Long feed ahead over the head of Miles inside the lane. He was wide open, had the easy two, but Drew Fellwell airmailed the pass.
Maybe a little bit of adrenaline there on Drew's part. You'll probably not see that happen again.
I'll give Miles credit for really running the floor very well. 2-0 Morehead early. Here comes Little Rock the other way. Robinson high left to Gordon. MSU man-to-man, top of the key. Crocker Johnson on Minix. Needs help. Trying to get the handoff to Jefferson. He'll drive right in the lane. Baseline left to Gordon. Puts up the short shot. Missed it off the glass, and he's fouled. He'll get two free throws.
That's on Morehead's number two, Jordan Latham.
That goes on Jordan Latham. And that is the first foul of this ballgame. Two free throws coming for Gordon, who is at the line this year, 68%, as we talked about, averaging a shade below 12 points a contest. Gordon's free throw with the right hand, up and in. 2-1. Morehead State.
One of three players on this Little Rock roster who started every game he's played this year.
Second one up and in. Renata to two. Morehead State will inbound against some backcourt pressure. Thomas to Thelwell. Turns it up the right sideline to Lathan. He'll drive it down the right wing to the offensive end. Pitch it back out to Thelwell. Drew dancing to his left and down the near wing. 18 on the shot timer. Back out it goes on the bounce to Lathan. He'll drive the lane to the baseline to the goal. Lays it up and missed it. Fight for the rebound. Knocked away out of bounds. Last touch by Morehead State's Deontay Miles. Give the ball to Little Rock to go left to right 94 feet.
Lathan did a good job protecting the basketball, got good penetration, but like we've seen the last couple of nights, struggling to finish at the rim.
Robinson to the right elbow. Gordon. Gordon on Miles. Looking. 17 to shoot. Still holding. Free throw line. The bounce to Robinson off his hands and picked away by Thomas. Right sideline, Thelwell. Here comes MSU. Thelwell toward the right hash with a dribble. Turns left. Left of the lane, had a screen, baseline left, till right hand scoop, miss. Rebound tapped out of bounds, and I think it's Morehead State basketball as it was last touched by Jordan Jefferson of the Trojans. And here comes Mikael Mitchell into the Little Rock lineup, the 6'10 senior, second team all-conference. And he'll replace Crocker Johnson.
Two totally different styles between Mitchell and Crocker Johnson.
Lathan on the inbound, baseline right. Far sideline, Thelwell. Wide left, Thomas. Back to Thelwell. He'll play catch out front for the right sideline to Lathan, and he'll pitch it back out to Thelwell. 10 on the shot clock. 2-2 the score. Here comes Drew Thelwell, wide left. He'll drive left to the lane, spin to his right. 4 to shoot. 3 to shoot. Minix has it. Baseline left. Fades and fires from 17. And oh, and go! 4-2. Riley with a hand in his face. Fading away, dumped down that jumper. Mitchell outside the left hash. They back off. Cracker Johnson controls. Wide left. At the free throw line, Mitchell. Mitchell, left side. Gordon, catch and shoot from 18. Spins out, no. Miles flying for the rebound for Morehead State. Takes it down and gives it to Drew Thelwell as Preston Stradlin, the MSU coach, shouts instructions. Thelwell at the left hash on K.K. Robinson. Turns right, comes out front into Gordon. Standing dribble up top, right hash Thomas. Back out to Thelwell. He'll work it down the left wing. Free throw line, Miles. 8 to shoot, far side. Lathan driving baseline right. Dump inside, knocked away from Minix. Out of bounds by K.K. Robinson with 3 on the shot clock. Four to two, Morehead State. Baseline left. They'll have to work quickly. 3 to shoot. Inbound, Lathan. To Thomas, near side, Lathan for 3, air ball. Taken down by Jameer Chaplin. Chaplin high right to Robinson. Robinson goes inside to Gordon, who gets around Lathan for the layup.
He did a good job sealing Lathan down toward the baseline and made the pass a lot easier for Robinson, not having to get it over Lathan to get it to his intended target.
We're tied at 4, Morehead State in the offensive end. Right hash, Thelwell. Out front, Minix for a long three, curls out of the iron, no good. Right block rebound, Robinson. Right wing down the floor, he goes to Chaplin. Right of the lane, Gordon. Gordon's double team, triple team, backs out along the near side. Back out to reset to Robinson out front. Robinson high right on Thelwell with 16 to shoot. Free throw line, Mitchell. To the right, and Gordon outside the block. Double teamed inside the lane. Mitchell still in Morehead State. Thelwell with it, 3-on-2 break. Right side, Thomas. Catch and shoot, 3, swish!
Set up on the defensive end, reading that intended give and go beautifully and cutting it off with the turnover and coming the other way quickly. One of those opportunities for transition buckets.
7-4, Morehead State defending in the half court. Left elbow, Mitchell has it. Miles guards him. Man-to-man, Morehead State. Mitchell directing traffic toward the right elbow. Short pass, Gordon. Left elbow, Chaplin. Fades and fires back to the rim, side of the rim, and no. Up there for the rebound for Morehead State, Riley Minix.
Little Rock still does not have an offensive rebound in this game.
Thelwell leaves it, right hash for Lathan, down the far sideline, back to Drew Thelwell. Bounce right block extended, Minix on Gordon, 16 on the shot clock. He'll pound his way in there, take it left, turn to his right, fake once, twice, feed it off the glass, and roll and go! 6 for Riley Minix, and it's 9-4 Morehead State.
get the feeling Riley has no problem with the possibility of taking this game over himself.
Robinson on the drive on Thelwell. Straight away, Mitchell left to right behind him. Robinson, spin to his left, dump inside. Knocked away, stolen by Thomas. Here he comes, clear sailing to the goal with a tomahawk. Five for Khalil, and that gets the Morehead State faithful on their feet. 11-4 MSU with 14:23 to go in the half.
The immediate timeout, next dead ball. I don't know if Little Rock can wait.
Mitchell outside the right elbow, trying to find someone to give the ball to. Tight Morehead State man-to-man, free-for-line Chaplin. He'll back out between the circles, come right, driving on Miles, puts up a wild shot that rolls off the cylinder, no good. Bodies go down, mimics the rebound for Morehead State. Midcourt right sideline to Drew Thelwell. See if the Trojans stay in that zone or go man-to-man. Looks like it may be man-to-man
yeah,
at this point.
Man.
Thelwell off the screen from Miles, high right, wide left, Minix. Angle drive, banged into Gordon, no call, left corner. Thomas trying the three ball. He's fouled by Chaplin. He'll get three free throws when we return after this media timeout. First foul on Little Rock, and right now Morehead State controlling play. 13:45 left to play in the first half here in the OVC Championship game in Evansville. It's Morehead State 11, Little Rock 4. I'm Chuck Mraz with Tom Lewis. This is the Eagles Sports Network.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Morehead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Morehead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Morehead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Well, Morehead State with 13:45 to go in the first half of this OVC title game in Evansville, Indiana, on top of Little Rock, 11-4. Morehead State on a 7-0 run, a scoring drought for Little Rock of 2 minutes and 45 seconds. And, Tom, this Morehead State defense has come to play.
They really have, Chuck. They forced three turnovers in the early going, and they have not allowed Little Rock a single offensive rebound so far in this game, so obviously no second chance points either. And Morehead State, great game plan on the defensive end so far. They have not let Little Rock get to the rim effectively, which is something that is extremely key to that offense to be effective. And Little Rock has yet to try a three-point bucket, so I think until the Trojans can show they've got the ability to loosen up that defense, Morehead State's going to clog it down low and make it almost impossible to get inside.
Little Rock has sent in Bradley Douglas, who is a three-point threat, 6'1 junior from Eustis, Florida, a transfer from Florida Southwestern State, averaging 10 points a game. He joins Mitchell, Jefferson, Robinson, and also Gordon. Morehead State with Thomas, Thelwell, now Eddie Ricks, the freshman coming in, Zach Iyemi also for the first time tonight, and Riley Minix. Zach, a 6'9 graduate student from Houston, comes in for Miles. Thomas line left for three free throws after being fouled in the act by Jameer Chaplin. First one up for Khalil. It'll roll off no good. Bounces off wide left. Khalil doesn't miss many.
He's only missed six all year out of 40 tries.
Came in at 87% from the line. Thomas with the next one. Floats it up and through. That's more like it. He's got 6 points.
Love to watch him shoot a basketball. I don't care if it's a jump shot, free throw, whatever. Great form.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's fundamental. Thomas with the next one. Nice rotation. Nice result. He gets it to go.
Just a soft, soft touch as he releases the ball.
13-4 Morehead State. Retreats inside the half-court line to defend. Robinson down the center. Works on Fellwell. Bounce left elbow, Mitchell. Mitchell turning around and looking. Looking down low. Robinson has it. Left of the lane. Jump and shoot on the move from 15. Off the iron. No. Thomas the board inside the lane. Right sideline. Fellwell. Morehead State really packing things in inside that lane defensively. Fellwell left hash coming up the sideline. Ricks, go ahead, Tom.
Forced another pull-up jumper, which isn't what the Trojans want.
Here's Thomas with a catch-and-shoot three air ball as he had to redirect his shot a bit as Jefferson got in his face as he fought off a screen. Didn't get his feet set, kind of shot that almost sideways. Gordon comes out for Little Rock, replaced by Jalen Crocker-Johnson. 13-4 Morehead State defending as Douglas at the logo offensive end. Right elbow, Mitchell back to the goal, faces up on Eiemi. Once Jefferson can't find him, Ricks is all over it. Now pitches it to Robinson, turns left on Thelwell. Free throw line, jumper, back of the rim, miss. Rebound, Minix, Morehead State, a one and done again.
That was forced because Zach Eiemi was right there to switch off when Thomas got caught in the screen. Robinson was going to run right into Eiemi and had to pull up.
Minix out front, holds high and looks. Outside the left elbow, Eiemi on Mitchell. Down the near wing to Thelwell, off his hands. He'll track it down before it can cross the center line. He'll drive the left wing to the baseline. Seven to shoot, six to shoot, now five in the lane. Turn, one-hander from five, got it! Drew's first points, it's 15-4, Morehead State. Robinson out top on the dribble, driving left to the lane, got in there, high right. Jefferson for three, spins off, no, another rebound, Morehead State, this time Khalil Thomas.
Trojans still have not scored in over 4 minutes.
Minix at the left wing controls, back out front to Drew Thelwell. On K.K. Robinson, he'll work off the screen from Thomas, wide left to Khalil. Back out straight away, Thelwell, right side, Minix, Riley plays it down on the dribble. Fights his way to the lane, turns right, and he got fouled as he tried to get to the goal. And this foul will belong to K.K. Robinson. His first, Little Rock second, and right now it's all Morehead State. As we have a media timeout, Jordan Lathan about to check in for MSU. 11:54 to go in the first half here in Evansville. OVC championship game, Morehead State 15, Little Rock 4. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Now at Hardee's, two hand-breaded chicken tender wraps are only $5. Mix and match your favorite flavors like buttermilk ranch, honey mustard, and spicy. Endless combinations start with two warm tortillas, each filled with 100% white meat, juicy on the inside, crispy on the outside, hand-breaded chicken tenders. Any two wraps, now just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included. Visit restaurant for details.
It's time for your annual insurance checkup. Are you prepared? We at the Porter Group Insurance Agency are here to help you with life insurance, cancer plans, hospital copays, and many more. We are your local insurance agency for all your life and health insurance needs. Call us today at 606-780-1387. Again, that is 606-780-1387.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children. Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
54 to go in the first half here in Evansville. OVC Championship game, 15-4. Morehead State leads Little Rock. Some of your numbers, courtesy of Whitaker Bank. Little Rock just 1 of 8 from the field. Morehead State 6 of 11. They've tried 1-3, missed it. Morehead State 1 of 4. Eagles 2 of 3 at the line. Trojans 2 of 2. Rebounding 8-4 Morehead. Morehead State baseline inbound. Minix with 20 on the shot clock. Pitches it out to the timeline to Lathan, who slaps it with his left hand to Thomas to the right of the logo and back to Lathan. Back to Thomas at the right hash. They're running his own. Back out. Lathan straight away long. Three. Nothing but net, buddy.
Defense, for whatever reason, was sagging off of Lathan and giving up that shot. He said, if you're going to give it to me, I'm going to take it.
Lathan's first points make it 18-4 Morehead State. High right, Mitchell controls. They back off him. He's not a shot threat. To Douglas, curling left to the free throw line. He'll jump, shoot, and miss that one. Ricks a rebound, Morehead State.
And again, zero offensive rebounds for Little Rock.
Lathan brings it down for Morehead State with Lathan now controlling the point. Thelwell's on the bench. Thomas back to the right hash, outside it. Lathan controls. To Thomas at the emblem, high left at the hash. Rickson back out to Lathan, 12 on the timer. Eddie Ricks against the 2-3 zone. Left corner, Thomas. Fakes, comes down the baseline. Jump feed, high right, Lathan. Another line drive. Three, put that one on the board, too, buddy.
Two trips, two trays for J2.
6 points now for Jordan Lathan. 21-4 Morehead State. Now here's a steal by J2. Here he comes, two on three. Back behind him, Thomas. Thomas slows it down, works it high left. Back to his right, and now they're going to call him for carrying. Morehead State with a turnover.
That is, I believe, Morehead State's second. It is.
And Drew Thelwell will give Khalil Thomas a break, quickly hustling off the bench to join Thomas, or rather Thelwell on the floor for MSU will be Deontay Miles.
This game was tied at 4.
Morehead State with a 17-0 run.
Over the last 5-10.
Wow. 10:30 left to play, 21-4, Morehead State first half. K.K. Robinson, free throw line, on the move, jump, shoots, and connects, and that ends a long drought for the Trojans of Little Rock. 21-6, Morehead State. Drew Thelwell down central, across the timeline on Robinson. Now Little Rock man-to-man, off the Miles pick, rolls to the right hash, back up top. It goes to Miles, back behind him, left to right, Eddie Ricks for the handoff. Near side, Lathan, he'll angle in. Look for help, near corner, Minix. He'll catch, shoot. Fire an air ball three. It clears the iron to Chaplin, to Robinson. Here comes Little Rock. Robinson at the right wing. Penetrates. Out front to Chaplin. Bounce right elbow, Mitchell. Mitchell on Miles. 17 to shoot. He's not a dribbler. He'll pitch it to Bradley. Bradley Douglas comes to the right side from 12 out. He dumps in a jumper.
I think that's the first time Little Rock has scored on back-to-back possessions so far tonight.
His first 2 points, 21-8, Morehead State. Thelwell left wing, Ricks it out to Minix straight away. High right coming out, Lathan, 18 to shoot, Morehead the offensive end. J2 at the right hash, checked by Douglas. He'll turn left, come free from line, dump it near side. Here's Thelwell wide open for a three. There's an air ball, and Mitchell takes that one down for Little Rock and got it to Douglas. Douglas to the offensive end, back to the trailing Mitchell, head of the arc. Looks inside, back to the right corner. There's Crocker Johnson for three, and he dumps it in.
Well, you knew that the Trojans were not going to go away. They've now rattled off seven straight to cut that 17-point lead down to 10.
21-11, Morehead State. Thelwell inside the line. Surveys the defense. It's man-to-man. Right sideline to Ricks. Crocker Johnson guards him. He'll work it back out to Miles. A bounce. Near side, Thelwell. He'll turn right. Drive right block. Far side. Ricks open from three-point land. No. Offensive rebound. Miles left block. Straight away. Thelwell for three. In and out. No. Mitchell the board. Ahead he goes to K.K. Robinson toward the right sideline. He gets across the timeline. And now here's a ball knocked away by Thelwell. Mitchell has it. Back to Robinson. Wide right. He'll take the left-handed three and drain it. Here they come.
10-0 run.
Five for K.K. Robinson, 21-14. The Morehead State lead at seven. Preston Spradlin says, let's take a timeout and talk about it. 30-second timeout. Well, this is a team that can score the basketball. We knew they weren't just going to fold up the tents and go home.
Absolutely. They had not shot a three-pointer until just the last couple of minutes, but they've hit two of three as part of this 10-0 run over the last 2 minutes, 11 seconds. They've made four straight shots after going over 5 minutes without a single point.
Well, Morehead State had some good looks on a couple of those threes that were wide open, and nothing doing, unfortunately. But Morehead State taking a timeout to sort of stem the tide of this rush by Little Rock and try to get things regrouped at both ends of the hardwood.
Morehead State still shooting it well overall, 47%, 8 of 17, but they've cooled off here over the last couple of minutes, scoring ground now of 243. They've missed their last four field goal tries, and maybe more concerning now, only 3 of 10 from three-point range. You mentioned that they had some good open looks that they did not fall last night. Morehead State almost couldn't miss from deep. And with this little lull and this 10-0 run by Little Rock, Eagles need to get it back on track.
Yeah. And we'll see if Khalil Thomas rejoins the lineup. He is obviously the best three-point threat that Morehead State offers. He's also the best three-point shooter in all of the OVC at over 43%. He generally connects for 3 threes a contest. Last night he had 7 in the victory over UT Martin.
Set the new single-season record for Morehead State for most three-pointers in a season.
And did they stretch this into a full timeout?
I believe they did, Chuck.
Yeah, didn't catch it, and I apologize for that. 8:14 to go in the half. Morehead State by 7, 21-14 over Little Rock, who is on a 10-0 run. But MSU does have the basketball as we get back into play.
One more note on Khalil Thomas. Talking about him, he's one of only 12 Division I players now to have at least 100 three-point baskets made this season. He has been absolutely incredible, and you look at the makeup of this team, Chuck, so many guys, kind of interchangeable parts, but each guy knows his role, and Khalil Thomas understands his primary responsibility is to extend the defense and make those long-range jumpers to try to open things up inside a little bit more. His success leads to the team's success in a lot of different ways.
All right, he is one of the best three-point shooters in all of Morehead State history. I've seen guys like Chez Marks and May Stallworth. He's right there with them. Little Rock on the floor. They've got Crocker Johnson, K.K. Robinson, Douglas Gordon, and also Jameer Chaplin. Morehead State sending out Khalil Thomas, Minix, Fellwell, and let's see. Looks like Miles and Latham. Morehead State will have it to inbound to go 94 feet right to left against full court pressure, man-to-man from Arkansas Little Rock, or Little Rock they go by now. Thomas running the baseline, gets it in on the hop, and it's knocked away from Thomas, and now it's stolen back by Fellwell. That should have been an easy basket for Little Rock.
I think Latham blocked it.
Here's Latham the other way. The runner off the back of the rim from the right angle from 7. The rebound cleared away by Little Rock's Crocker Johnson to Douglas at the right hash on the run. He'll slow it down, turn left, come between the circles on Thomas. He's straight away. High right to Crocker Johnson. Wants K.K. Robinson. He can't shake 3. Back to Douglas behind him. Douglas backs out, fakes a 3. Left to Gordon, who just came in. Gordon has it from Douglas at the free throw line. Fades and fires, and he hits. He's got 6. And the lead down to 5 for Morehead State at 21-16.
Tough shot getting that over the outreached hand of the 7-footer, Deontay Miles.
Good defense, but a better shot. Fellwell the other way, had a double screen out front. Bounce between the circles to Miles. Left wing Thomas. Thomas on Douglas. Straight away, head of the key. Fellwell, right hash Latham. Latham at the sideline. Turns it back out to Riley Minix on the bounce. He'll work up top, left side, Fellwell, catch and shoot, 3, back of the rim, no. Rebound tap, Latham, out front to Minix. Minix, right side, he'll fade and fire a 3. It'll rim off, no good.
Eagles have gone ice cold. It's now a 12-0 run over the last 3:22 for Little Rock.
Robinson penetrates high right, got to the goal, baseline near side. Crocker Johnson, the 17-footer, Floor rebound, knocked away Miles. Thomas had it, now it's taken back. Douglas open from the left side, shoots a 3, rattles out, no. Tipped up by Gordon, it went halfway down and popped back out. After the miss, the rebound goes to Morehead State's Khalil Thomas. Fellwell, the other way to the right hash, leaves it for Latham. He'll drop it back to Fellwell right there. Free throw line, Miles, right of the lane, Minix. Double team, Riley skips it back out to Thomas. He'll fake, move in from the far side. The three, off the iron, no. Offensive rebound try by Miles, can't hold it, though. Little Rock with it on the run. Three on two. K.K. Robinson left of the lane. Drive, scores off the glass.
My goodness. Morehead State, a 17-0 run. Little Rock has answered with a 14-0 run of its own.
K.K. Robinson, 7 points. Morehead State could use a bucket this trip down with 5:54 to go in the half. Thelwell, high right to Minix. Riley clears it back out. High left to Miles. Miles, near side, Thelwell. Drew Thelwell looking for the penetration, can't do it. Near corner, Minix against the man-to-man of the Trojans. Minix backs his way to the lane left side. Fades and fires from 16 with a shot clock running out. You can put that one on the board, yes, sir. 8 points from Minix.
Again, that reverse pivot, turning the opposite way a right-handed shooter typically turns, but right on the money.
Crocker Johnson outside the left elbow on Miles. 15 on the shot clock for Little Rock. Morehead State up 23-18. High right to Gordon on Minix. 7 to shoot. Wide left it goes to Chaplin. Now the ball taken out of Robinson's hands by Thelwell. He'll take it all the way down coast to coast with a two-hand slam and jammer. 4 for Drew Thelwell. And that stems the tide. And a timeout taken, Little Rock. It's 25-18 Morehead State with 4:56 to go in the half. That's how you answer.
Absolutely.
Zach Iyemi will check in during the break. Looks like we've got a full timeout. We'll step aside. 4:56 to go in the first half of the OVC Championship game in Evansville. 25-18, Morehead State leads Little Rock. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish. And you.
Right now, get 2 crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville.
Well, it was a 30-second timeout. They chased the cheerleaders back off the floor, so we'll get back into action. 4:56 to go in the first half, 25-18. Morehead State on top of Little Rock. OVC tournament title game. Trojans have the ball. Chaplin baseline left to go 94 feet on the hop to Douglas.
Eagles have only made 2 of their last 10 shots, but those 2 are on their last 2 possessions.
Douglas the other way off a screen. Comes down the lane. The runner right angle from 5. No. Rebound fought for. Iyemi took it away from 2 Trojans. Got it to Thomas, who gave it to Thelwell. Thelwell jogs it across the time with a left-hand dribble. Right hash to Ricks. Ricks down the wide open. Riley Minix with a right-hand layup. How did he get that open?
No clue.
10 points for Minix, and Morehead State up 27-18.
I don't think I've ever seen Riley Minix that open.
Douglas on Thelwell between the circles. Left elbow for the basketball. Creed Williamson, who just came in. Got it to Jameer Chaplin, the runner inside the lane. Back of the iron twice on the miss and the rebound. Ricks, who saved it into Minix, who gives it to Drew Thelwell.
That was a tremendous rebound by Ricks. He was boxed out, had to go up very high to avoid going over the back there.
Thelwell turns right on Williamson. Left side open, Ricks. He'll drive the left angle. Jump stop in the lane. Near wing, Minix. He'll fake. Come baseline. The runner off the glass and roll and go.
Riley Minix with 12 points, 6 of 9 from the floor so far.
29-18, Morehead State. Douglas standing dribble out front now, picks it up. Outside the left elbow, Williamson. Williamson wants Jefferson. He can't shake free from Ricks. 14 to shoot. He'll work the dribble now toward the free throw line to Gordon near side. Along the near wing to Chaplin. He'll step left, fire a 3 and cannon.
That ended a Morehead State 8-0 run that answered a 14-0 run that answered a 17-point run.
29-21, Morehead State, 3:10 to go. Ricks out front, fakes, drives in, left angle, 7-footer. Hit the glass and nothing else. Offensive rebound, Minix. Near side to Ricks for 3. Bangs it off the rim and a miss. Iyemi, an offensive board for Morehead. Out to the hash, knocked away and stolen by Chaplin near midcourt, and he's fouled immediately by Riley Minix, who picks up his first, only the second on Morehead State as a team. And now we have a media timeout.
That was a good foul by Riley. It probably prevented a breakaway jam.
So we'll step aside with 2:57 to go in this first half of play. OVC Tournament Championship game in Evansville, Indiana. It's Morehead State 29, Little Rock 21. I'm Chuck Morales with Tom Lewis. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead, helping Rowland and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Morehead and Rowland County, Kentucky. Go to visitmorehead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Well, Morehead State, which had led 21-4, now on top 29-21 over Little Rock with 2:57 to go in the first half here at the OVC Tournament Championship game in Evansville, Indiana. Thanks for joining us. We're at the Ford Center at Side Court. So far enjoying this ball game. It's been exciting between these two teams. It's been a game of runs, as Tom mentioned.
Extreme runs. Morehead State, a 17-0 run that was immediately followed by a 14-0 Little Rock run, and then Morehead State answered right back with an 8-0 run.
So we go inside the number sponsored by Whitaker Bank. Your top scorers in this ball game: K.K. Robinson leads Little Rock with 7. Morehead State, led by Riley Minix, who has 12. Eagles are shooting 44% to 36% for the Trojans. Rebounding right now, 17-12 MSU. Trojans with a basketball, Douglas down central. Checked there by Thelwell outside the left elbow to Crocker Johnson. To Chaplin, to Crocker Johnson, angles in from the left side. Fires a shot and misses it. Rebound, though, put back up and in by Jameer Chaplin. 29-23, Morehead, who hustles to the offensive end. Lathan outside the right half. Little Rock is man-to-man this trip down.
Better watch a five-second call here.
Lathan plays it down. Backs it up toward the line. Coming forward at the right hash. Toward the right corner, Ricks, and back out to Lathan. Lathan wide left as they've gone into a zone again. To Thelwell, to Thomas, left of the lane outside the block. Minix trying to back down Gordon. Shoves off, feeds it up from 12, clanks it off the rim, no, as the shot clock runs out. Rebound, Crocker Johnson. To Douglas, Little Rock hustles front side. Douglas, Crocker Johnson outside the left elbow. Down toward the wing, Chaplin. Back to Crocker Johnson, left corner, and I think we have an illegal screen.
Yep.
Set by, I believe it was Crocker Johnson. See. Or did he step on the sideline?
Apparently he did. I thought it was a foul signal, but it looks like baseline turnover or sideline turnover.
Thelwell, front side for Morehead State, left wing, turns right, drives the right wing to the block to the baseline. Goes to the far side to Ricks and threw his hands out of bounds into the Little Rock bench. Turnover, Morehead State, number 5. 1:44 to go in the half, clock running. Douglas bouncing across the timeline for the Trojans of Little Rock into Drew Thelwell. MSU man-to-man. Outside the left elbow, Crocker Johnson to the far side to Chaplin. Chaplin driving the angle, spin move into a double team baseline five-footer. Tough shot, he hits it off the glass. He's got 7. Lead to 4 for Morehead State, 29-25. 1:19 to play in the half. Thelwell wide right popping out Ricks. Rich looks for the cutter. Instead, bounce high left to Minix. Minix gives it off to Thelwell. He'll turn right, drive the lane on Douglas, take it to the hole, scoop with the right hand and score it.
Oh, my goodness. What incredible body control and protecting the basketball on the hip. Couldn't have done it any better, Drew.
He's got six. That's what Morehead State leads by with 55 seconds to go until halftime. Douglas waves traffic down as he drives the right wing, goes to Chaplin outside the lane, and he'll throw it to the right corner, tipped by Thelwell, off of Gordon, out of bounds, and it's Morehead State basketball as Little Rock turns it over.
Drew Thelwell showing that a guy doesn't have to pick up a lot of fouls to be a really, really good defensive player. He anticipated that beautifully and forced that turnover.
K.K. Robinson will come in for Little Rock with 47.7 seconds to go in the half. Morehead State's made a change. They've got now Minix, Miles, Lathan, Thomas, and Thelwell on the hardwood. Eagles with a basketball. Thelwell walks it up toward the timeline. K.K. Robinson waits there for him. Thelwell dribbling, looking at the logo. Coming high left. Minix has it straight away to his right, far side Thomas. 15 to shoot, 31 to go in the first half. Lathan with it. He'll turn left toward the top of the key. Left hash, Thelwell coming back. 9 to shoot, 8 to shoot. Toward the left side, Minix. He'll come baseline. Fight to the hole. Gets two men up in the air. Tries the shot. Blocked away. Whistle foul. He earns two free throws. And that foul will go on Jalen Crocker Johnson. His first, number three, on the Trojans of Little Rock.
Minix is so strong but so fluid and able to change what he plans to do just on a dime. It looked like he was going to try to take the ball underneath the rim and at the last second let that defender come at him and took it straight up to draw the foul.
Ricks and Jerome Morton for the first time tonight coming in. Thomas and Lathan go out. Minix missed that first free throw. We'll have a second one. And it looks like Jordan Jefferson checking into the Trojan lineup. Minix with the second one. He's over 83% this year. Let's see if he can salvage this one. Puts it on the way and nothing but net. He's got 13. Morehead State up by 7. Backs up on defense. Douglas left of the emblem to the offensive end. Works on Eddie Ricks. MSU stretching out that man-to-man. Now, Ricks just reaches out and fouls Douglas way out. Stop the clock with 11.5 seconds to go.
Eagles have only been called for three fouls as a team as Little Rock, so a cleanly played half so far.
Left hash inbound. Bradley, Douglas, Robinson, and Thelwell were tangled up with Robinson using his right forearm in Drew's chest. Douglas will try to get the ball in now with 11 and a half seconds to go. To Crocker Johnson, back to Douglas up top, driving on Ricks. Blocked to the baseline to the goal, lays it up over Eddie and scores. He's got four. The lead at 5 for Morehead State. From midcourt, Drew Thelwell fires and over the glass and out of play it goes as the half ends. Morehead State has the lead at the break. Your score at halftime from the Ford Center in Evansville, Indiana. It's Morehead State 32, Little Rock 27. I'm Chuck Meraz with Tom Lewis. We'll come back to talk about the first 20 minutes of action in just a moment here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
And we're back at halftime here at the Ford Center in Evansville, Indiana. This is the championship game of the Ohio Valley Conference Tournament. Right now, Morehead State leads at the break, 32-27. Tom, an interesting first half. We talked about it, the game of runs, and you said something I thought that was pretty interesting as we were waiting to come back out of commercial, the fact that the game seems higher scoring than it actually is.
Yeah, it's had kind of a schizophrenic feel to it. We've had so many extreme runs that it just seems like it's been a higher scoring game. Morehead State, game was tied at 4. Morehead State won on a 17-0 run at that point. And then Little Rock answered with 14 straight points, and that was followed immediately by 8 Morehead State unanswered points. So those extremes have made this seem like a more offensive-oriented game, but really when you start crunching the numbers and you look at the scoreboard, it's really been more of a defensive struggle than it has an offensive struggle.
Let's look at the numbers, courtesy of our friends at Whitaker Bank. First of all, for Little Rock, who trails Morehead State 32-27. Two players with 7 points apiece to lead the way, K.K. Robinson and Jameer Chaplin. From there, it's DeAnthony Gordon with 6. 4 coming from Bradley Douglas off the bench. Jalen Crocker-Johnson with 3. Little Rock, 11 of 26 from the field, just over 42%, 3 of 5 outside the arc. And 2 of 2 at the line, out-rebounded by MSU, 17-14. The Trojans with only 3 offensive rebounds to go along with 5 assists, 7 turnovers, 2 steals, 1 block. For Morehead State, the top scorer, and he's got a game high. That's Riley Minix, 13 points. Khalil Thomas with 7, 6 points each. Jordan Lathan, Andrew Thelwell, and no other Morehead State player put points on the board. That would be Miles, Ricks, Eiyemi, and Morton. MSU, 13 of 29 from the field. Not quite 45%, 3 of 14 outside the arc, uncharacteristically from long range, not shooting it well at just about 21.4%. From the line, MSU 3 of 5, again out-rebounding. Little Rock 17 to 14, Morehead with 5 offensive rebounds, 4 assists, 5 turnovers, 6 steals, 1 block. At the half, Morehead State leads over Little Rock 32-27. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Tom Lewis. Your feature on MSU coming up on the Eagle Sports Network.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Morehead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same day or next day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Morehead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Save on chicken feed and supplies during Hinton Mills annual Chick Days, March 8th and 9th at all six locations. Save on Hinton's fresh, local layer feed, grower, and other chicken feeds. Save on feeders, waters, bedding, heat lamps, and other poultry essentials. The baby chicks have arrived at our Flemingsburg and Mount Sterling locations. We have a wide variety to choose from while supplies last. We have Chick Days color and sheets for the kids, and make sure you grab a free sample bag of all-natural EnviroBug while supplies last. Hinton Mills. Let's grow baby chicks together.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
This is Moorhead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill. I'm joined by Bill Campbell, Director of Recreation and Wellness at MSU. Bill, thank you so much for being here today.
Well, Samantha, thank you so much for having me.
When we're talking about recreation and wellness at MSU, for me, it immediately brings up the image of the Recreation and Wellness Center. Can you set the scene and tell us what this building has to offer folks?
Yeah, absolutely. So a little bit of history. The building was opened in the fall of 2011. And that includes the 100,000 square foot facility, which also did include our challenge course outside as well. Mm-hmm. But inside we have our swimming pool, we have indoor track. We have three recreational size basketball courts, two racquetball courts, two group fitness studios. We also have our outdoor recreational rental center. We have our equipment room.
And all of those rooms, I'm sure that they fill multiple needs. Can you tell me about some of the programs? You talk about group fitness, intramurals, that kind of thing?
Absolutely. So I'd say our intramural program is probably like our biggest offering that we offer to our students. And that comes with, like, you know, basketball, flag football, ultimate frisbee. Oh, and I did forget the intramural field. So,
okay.
Yeah, so that's actually not located by the recreational center, but it's over closer to right behind the AAC. And that's a part of our program as well. But that's where we'll do, like, ultimate frisbee. We do soccer, flag football. We do wiffle ball. We do softball. So we offer usually around 30-plus intramural offerings to all of our students, and that's all free for them to participate in.
Okay, and so that's students, faculty, and staff at MSU, and also a little unique, also the community, right?
Absolutely, yep. So our facility is open to not only our students and faculty staff, but also open to our community here in Moorhead. And again, we welcome any alumni or anyone else that can come to the rec center, so they can come in and do a guest fee. They can buy a monthly membership. They can buy a yearly membership. So we have multitudes of offerings for memberships for anyone that wants to use the rec center that's in the area.
Awesome. And what opportunities are there in the Recreation and Wellness Center for students, undergrad, graduate?
So we employ on a semester basis probably around, kind of depending on what's going on, sometimes 80 to 100 student employees. Mm. So each of our programs, usually we have about 10 to 13 staff or something like that. They can come be a lifeguard. We have personal trainers. We have group fitness instructors. We have our fitness attendants. We have our equipment room attendants, outdoor rental center attendants. We have our membership front desk people as well. We also offer, like, a couple different leadership positions, a facility supervisor, who is usually more of a tenured student that's worked for us for a little bit, more of a leadership role, and actually kind of manage the building for us a little bit. They actually open and close the building
and those
every
leader,
night.
Those leadership positions have to be good on a resume, right, when they graduate?
Absolutely, and we do that. That happens a lot. I would say we retain a lot of staff that way, too, because mm-hmm. they'll move up and be that supervisor role. We also offer some GA-ships, graduate assistant. Ships. We do some staff assistant stuff. That's not typically every semester, but we do have those opportunities available.
Okay. And we are talking about health and wellness here. If there's anybody who's a little intimidated about coming down and maybe starting a wellness journey, what would you say to them?
Oh, absolutely. Come on in. We have a multitude of staff that would love to greet you and show you around the building and show you how to use some of the machines or get you familiar with the building, at least where you kind of know how to navigate it by yourself. And enjoy your time at the rec center.
Bill, thank you so much for being here today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
This has been Moorhead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill with our guest, Bill Campbell, Director of Recreation and Wellness at MSU. Moorhead State Today is a production of Moorhead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY Moorhead State Public Radio.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here. All in one unique place. At Morehead State University. All to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here, ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Is that the sound of an ooey gooey cheesy crunchy slice of P-I-Z-Z-A? Obviously. But as good as that sounds, we think it can get even better. Oh yeah, that's the sound of a freshly opened fizz-filled Pepsi. The only thing that can take this flavor medley of crunchy dough, mouth-watering cheese, and savory sauce to the next level. How about another bite? Pepsi and pizza sound like a match made in heaven and taste even better.
Pizza, better with Pepsi. That's what I like.
32-27, Morehead State leads Little Rock as we get ready for the second half of this year's OVC Tournament Championship game. While we have a moment, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Tom Lewis, along with Chuck Roz. I'm Chuck, he's Tom. And Tom, as we look at the second half, your thoughts very quickly.
Well, kind of a flip-flop from last night. Morehead State's success on the offensive end last night was predominantly from three-point range. But tonight, the Eagles only 3 of 14 from deep, 10 of 15 from inside the arc. So I think maybe Morehead State needs to continue to try to get the ball inside and get some success down low. On the defensive end, get back to what you were doing early. Absolutely stymieing Little Rock and anything they want to try to do, ideally on the offensive end, and to shut them down trying to get to the rim.
32-27, Morehead State leads. Second half coming up on the Eagle Sports Network.
Go-To Solutions and Linex of Morehead is a one-stop shop for your auto needs, and you're invited to stop by today. Locally owned and operated, they're now accepting new customers. Services offered include tires and wheels professionally installed using state-of-the-art equipment, brakes, exhaust, differentials, lubrication, oil and filter changes, and shocks and struts. They have a full line of auto accessories, and as always, they have Linex spray-in bed liners and ValueGuard rust proofing and undercoating, which offers a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. All services performed by trained technicians. In addition to automotive services, they offer fabrication, welding, and machining. Stop by today and check out everything they have to offer. Go-To Solutions and Linex of Morehead is located at 25 Lake Park Drive in the MMRC Industrial Park, just off Highway 801 north of the Interstate 64, Farmer Sharkey Exit 133. You can call them at 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID, and gift certificates are also available.
Both teams on the floor, Morehead State starting the second half in front of Little Rock, 32-27, OVC Championship game in Evansville. The Eagles sending out Minix, Thelwell, Miles, Thomas, and Lathan. For Little Rock, it should be Robinson, Jefferson, Chaplin, Crocker, Johnson, and Gordon. Get the TV stuff off the floor. They've got the lights up. And here they go.
Don't they know everyone's listening to the Eagle Sports Network and not watching this on TV?
Little Rock will start with the basketball. Midcourt, near side, it will be Jordan Jefferson to play it in. On the bounce to K.K. Robinson. They'll work in left this time. Robinson, high right to Crocker Johnson on Minix. Looking down low for something to get the ball to, or someone to get the ball to. Robinson left to right now behind him. Straight away takes the basketball. High right to Jefferson. Bounces it to himself as it had to slap it to the floor on Lathan. Popping out front for Chaplin. Chaplin on Thomas. High right Gordon off the screen. Double team. Fires a 17-footer. No rebound. Slap to the floor. It'll roll out of bounds toward the far side. They'll give it to Little Rock. Went through a crowd of players, and apparently a Morehead State player got a piece of it last. Chaplin, right hash inbound with a fresh 20 on the shot clock. Between the circles, Crocker Johnson on Minix at the right wing. Popping out front for Robinson. Robinson back to the right elbow. Crocker Johnson back to Robinson. Driving on Minix to the goal. Puts up a shot. Blocked by Miles. Crocker Johnson has it. Put back and a miss. And a rebound. Right block Thomas. Morehead State. Good defensive stand by Morehead State.
Absolutely. One of the few second chance opportunities that Little Rock has had tonight.
And something is going on with Deontay Miles. I think he took a shot to the nose. The way he's acting is he was well behind the play, and the officials caught that and whistled the play dead so that Miles could either get off the floor or regroup himself as Riley Minix comes over to help him out. Now trainer Jordan Kelly walks out to check him out.
Does act like he had his bell rung a little bit.
Yeah. Checking his nose.
Yep.
I don't think it's bleeding. At least I can't see it from here.
No sign of... I think Jordan would be putting on the surgical gloves if there was any blood, and he's not.
So it looks like the officials will go to the monitor for the first time tonight. I guess they want to see if it was a shot to the head and anything mm-hmm. intentional that should be called there.
Right, right.
I didn't see anything because it was behind the play.
Yeah. We were talking at halftime so far. Feel like these guys in stripes have done a really solid job officiating this game. They've let them play without a lot of stoppages and whistles and fouls called. Only three fouls on either team in the first half.
And now they'll switch up, and one official will walk away from the monitor, and the other one, who is standing out on the floor, will come over, and he will take a look to see what he thinks. Played just 52 seconds deep into the second half, and Morehead State has the lead in the ball. Tom Lewis ran down there to see what the official said. I think there is nothing. They said that nothing to call.
Nothing to call. Nothing to see here.
Thomas, midcourt, far side, inbound, Stelwell across the line. Robinson will guard him. Bounce high left to Minix. Minix turns right, back to Thelwell. It goes out front. 13 to shoot. Drew Thelwell runs to the right, near corner, Minix. 9 to shoot, 8 to shoot. He'll move in on Gordon to the block. Turn to his left, back to his right. Fake, put up the shot, knocked down, whistle, and a traveling violation against Riley Minix. Don't see that happen very often. Riley's really pretty good about avoiding traveling calls, but he's whistled for one there.
Credit to D'Antoni Gordon there, giving up a little bit of size and strength to Lathan, but he stood his ground well defensively.
Robinson moving in on Eiemi from the left elbow. Jump, shoot, and connect. Three-point ball game. Robinson with 9. He leads his team. 32-29 MSU. Eagles come down the floor, and the blue and gold faithful rise on their feet to see if they can urge their team on. Thelwell dancing out front with the dribble. 17 to shoot. Moving left hash. Straight away, Minix it comes. Minix backs up, looks. Right side, Thomas on the catch. He'll turn left, took a shove, moves in, backs up, 7 to shoot. Thomas, right side, Minix. 5 to shoot. Fade away, 3. In and out, no. Tapped up by Lathan. That rattles out, no good. Rebound Chaplin down the floor to Robinson, who lost the ball at the Little Rock bench as he tapped it twice and volleyballed it to himself but couldn't quite hold it. And Chaplin will come out, replaced by Bradley Douglas, who had 4 points in the first half. Morehead State with the basketball and a three-point lead. Thomas far side, backcourt inbound, Thelwell. Through Thelwell, right-hand dribble, gets him to the offensive end. Moving left toward the logo. Minnick's out for the basketball, left sideline, coming back to Lathan. He'll circle to his right, pick up the dribble, far side, Thomas, catch and shoot, three, put that one on the board. First points of the second half for Morehead State.
Thomas now in double digits with 10.
35-29, and he got his feet set. When he does that, it's usually going on the scoreboard.
He's 2 of 4 from deep.
High left, Crocker Johnson holding, looking. Near side, Gordon sets his feet. He'll shoot a three and drain it. He's only 32% for the year from three-point land. Now 10 of 29.
He'd only tried 29 or 28 coming into this game.
35-32, Morehead State. Left hash, Thelwell playing catch out front with Lathan toward the right. Back to Thelwell. 12 to shoot. Thelwell on the penetration baseline. Minnick broke down the baseline. He thought he was going to stay in the corner. He threw it away. Turnover, Morehead State takes us to a timeout. 16:53 to play in the ball game. Morehead State leads here in the OVC title game over Little Rock, 35-32. I'm Chuck Morales with Tom Lewis. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
The big box stores can't compare with the convenience, friendly service, and savings you'll find at Allen's IGA. USDA fresh store ground beef from Brown is specially priced at only $4.49 a pound. Fresh asparagus just $1.99 a pound. And 15-ounce cans of Our Family Pinto, Black, Great Northern, and Navy beans are only $1 a can. Huge savings are yours at Allen's IGA, downtown Morehead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive, Mount Sterling.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
35-32, we've got a ball game. Morehead State leads Little Rock in this OVC championship game with 16:53 left to play. Little Rock will have the basketball when we get back into action. Morehead State led early 21-4 and looked like it might run away with this contest, but Little Rock, to its credit, and that's what good teams do, fought back.
They're doing it in an unconventional way to a degree, Chuck. They don't rely as much on the three-point shot as Morehead State. Tonight, so far, Little Rock 4 of 6 from deep. Morehead State 4 of 16 from three-point range.
Morehead State led by Riley Minix's 13 points. 9 points for K.K. Robinson to lead Little Rock's Trojans. Morehead State sending out Miles along with Thomas, Minix, Thelwell, and Latham. Robinson will inbound, baseline right to go 94 feet for Little Rock. He'll get it into Douglas in just a moment. He's joined by Jefferson, Crocker Johnson, and Gordon on the floor for the maroon and white. Ball comes into Douglas on the bounce. He'll bring it down central, picked up by Latham. Left elbow coming out. Crocker Johnson on the move to his right. Stops wide right. Back behind him, Douglas comes right to left for the handoff. Left of the lane to the block. Spins to his right. Turns one-hander. Got it somehow. And it's a one-point game. That was a tough shot over Latham. 35-34. MSU with the lead in the ball. As Thelwell clears the timeline left to right. Man-to-man the Trojans. Miles has it. Coming out front. Thomas. Right wing Thelwell. wants Minix and clears it back out toward the line, and Thomas with 13 to shoot, left hash. Jordan Lathan back for 9 to shoot. Lathan down the left wing. Thomas straight away. He'll fire a long arching three off the iron, off the glass. No, tapped up by Miles, but picked off by Douglas for Little Rock. 35-34, Morehead State. Little Rock go with the basketball. 15:57 to play. Douglas, left elbow, Crocker Johnson on Miles. Turns right, looks for help. Right to left behind him, K.K. Robinson, who's fouled by Lathan on the reach-in. Second on J2. And the first of the half on Morehead State. Mitchell, big 6'10 player for Little Rock, comes in for Crocker Johnson. Lathan will leave for Morehead State, replaced by Ricks. 20 on the shot clock. Douglas, near sideline, front court inbound for Little Rock. Douglas looking to Mitchell, wide left. Holding, holding, holding. Back behind him, left to right, Robinson driving left to the lane. Jump and shoot from 14, and Little Rock has the lead.
First lead of the night for the Trojans.
It's 36-35. MSU down by one, plays offense. Fellwell, bounce to the right side, coming around toward Ricks. Ricks looking inside, back out to Thomas straight away. Thomas up top, lost the dribble, got it back. Clears it to the left hash to Thelwell, who helps. Thelwell down the wing, coming down the baseline. Back out to Ricks up top. Eddie on the drive to the lane, scoops it up, shovels it off the iron, no good. Rebound Douglas down the floor, left wing Jefferson. Dump inside with a tap try. I believe it was Gordon, missed it. Ricks a rebound, Morehead State, left sideline, midcourt. Minix, Morehead State quickly back to the offensive end. Minix straight away out to Thelwell. Thelwell, bounce left to the lane. Riley Minix, double team. They bounce him around like a pinball. No call, though. Riley turns to his right, spins to his left, takes it to the free throw line. Looks high right to Ricks. He'll drive in, back in, left to the lane, turns from 10 feet and hits the jumper.
What a tough shot by Eddie Ricks.
And Morehead State regains the advantage. It's 37-36. Eddie with the first two bench points of the evening for Morehead State.
That ended a scoring drought that was approaching 3 minutes for Morehead State.
Mitchell, high right, holding and looking. Miles back way off. Mitchell, not a shooting threat. He'll play it down to his left a couple of steps. Looking for K.K. Robinson. He'll take it at the free throw line. Backs it up. Starts forward. Backs out. Fires a long left-handed three. Flank, no. Rebound right of the lane. Miles taps it to himself and gives it to Thelwell.
Would love to see the Eagles get a couple more buckets, get this ship righted before the under-12 timeout.
There's Thelwell on the drive. Puts it up on the run from the block. Off the side of the rim. No good. He's knocked down. Whistle foul. He'll get two free throws. K.K. Robinson with his second foul. The first of the half on Little Rock, and we have a timeout on the floor. 13:56 to play in the ball game. OVC championship game, and it's a tight one. Morehead State leads Little Rock 37-36 at Evansville. I'm Chuck Mraz with Tom Lewis. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Morehead State 37, Little Rock 36, OVC Tournament Championship game with a lot of time left in Evansville. 13:56 to play, and Drew Thelwell will be lined right for two free throws when we get back into action. Going inside the numbers, courtesy of our friends at Whitaker Bank. Little Rock shooting 42.9%. Outside the arc, 4 of 7, 2 of 2 at the line. Morehead State 15 of 34 from the field. That's 44.1%. 4 of 17 from long distance. 3 of 5 at the line. Out-rebounding Little Rock 20 to 19. And when you talk about turnovers in this ball game, Little Rock leads in that category 8 to 7.
You know, Chuck, we were talking earlier about how this seemed like it was a higher scoring game than it has been, and I think a big reason for that, looking at some of the numbers, neither team is getting a lot of second chances. Second chance points, it's 2-2. And so it's basically been a one-shot-and-done night on both ends of the floor, and you have to tip your cap to the defense for both of these teams for making that happen.
Thelwell line right. Shoot a couple of free throws. That foul once again on K.K. Robinson, his second first of the half on Little Rock. Thelwell with the first one up and in. Drew Thelwell now with 7 points, averages just a shade below 10. And in for the Trojans will be Jameer Chaplin as he replaces Jefferson. Thelwell, the second one, puts it up and through. 8 for him. Morehead State's lead grows to 3 at 39-36. But here comes Little Rock. Robinson unopposed across the timeline on Thelwell. Bounce high left to Mitchell. Mitchell holding, looking. Around for it. Bradley Douglas. High right for 3, and he ties the game. He's got 9. He is their best 3-point shooter outside of Jordan Jefferson. Game tied at 39. Thelwell high right. On the bounce, hit of the key. Miles wide left coming out. Ricks. Toward the left, locks in Minnick. Minnick turns to the baseline. Fights up a shot in a double team. As he goes up, he's fouled. I think it will be Chaplin that got it. Oh, they're going to give it to Crocker Johnson, his second. Second on the Trojans. And it's line right for Riley Minnick. 2 free throws. She's 1 of 2 at the line. 13 points. Has not scored yet in the second half. Minnick for the lead. Free throw up and in, and Morehead State up by 1.
This game's been 27 minutes long. Riley Minnick has played 27 minutes.
Minnick pounds it down, looks up. The second free throw with a right hand, yes. 41-39 MSU. Little Rock with the basketball after the inbound. Douglas gives it off to Robinson. Robinson out front on Thelwell. Bounce high left to Mitchell on Miles. Morehead man-to-man typically, as they always are. To the right side, far corner, K.K. Robinson. He'll dribble it up the arc, right of the lane, to Crocker Johnson. Straight away to Robinson. Robinson stepping right on Minnick. Backs up, fades and fires the long three, rattles out. No, right block rebound, Thelwell. He'll slow it down, coming toward the left sideline front court. Left corner, Minnick tried to get to the baseline, trying to back in against the double team. Splits it, lost the ball, but he's knocked down and fouled again.
That
will go on Mikel Mitchell, his first. Team third on Little Rock, and Morehead State will have 21 on the shot clock. With an inbound, we believe, will come at the left baseline as the ball boy comes out to mop up the floor for a moment. Minnick's on the inbound. Left wing, Ricks coming out between the circles at the logo now. Thelwell to Ricks, back to Thelwell. 2-3 zone, Little Rock. Ricks controls at the left half. Out of the logo, Thomas to Thelwell, to Thomas to the far side, Ricks. Ricks angles in, left corner, wide open, Riley Minnick. He'll play up the three, flash!
He initially had plenty of space. Crocker Johnson closed on him nicely, and then Minnick faked the pass back outside, got Crocker Johnson to bite to free up that open look.
Morehead by 5, Minnick with 18. Chaplin out to the logo from the left side to K.K. Robinson on the drive. Takes it to the hole, blocked by Riley Minnick.
Chuck, I'll tell you what. The guy is out there almost the entire game, has been the entire game tonight. But it seems like the longer the game goes, the stronger Riley Minnick gets. And while everybody else seems to get tired, he seems fresher.
Good point. Gordon comes in for Crocker Johnson. 10 to shoot. Baseline left almost under the glass. K.K. Robinson Little Rock inbound. Looks inside the lane. Looks to the corner. Left of the lane. He goes to Chaplin. Puts up a layup. Blocked by Miles. Fight for the rebound. It rolls out of bounds at the goal standard. Morehead State basketball.
Really solid low post defense as a team, as a unit there by Morehead State, denying anything around the rim.
Ricks on the inbound to Thelwell, who gets to the midcourt line, and along he comes on Robinson at the logo. He'll work the dribble there. 19 to shoot to the right hash and back out to his left to the emblem. 14 to shoot. Thelwell dancing at the left arc. He'll drive baseline left, puts up the shot off the glass, no. Rebound, cleared away, Robinson. He'll push it the other way for Little Rock. Left wing, Douglas. Douglas backs up, shoots a three off the dribble, missed it. Rebound, left block, Miles. Wraps both arms around it as he took it away from Jameer Chaplin of the Trojans. Thelwell controls. Drew across the line, Morehead by five with 11:26 to go. Right arc, Ricks. Eddie looking down low instead. Back out between the circles. Thomas, high left over for Thelwell. Drew Thelwell turns right. Comes to the right elbow. Knocked down. Got it to Ricks anyway. Wide left, Minix. Minix on the drive. The fake. The Euro step. The shot. And a score! Riley with 20. Morehead stayed up by 7. 46-39. Robinson. Right elbow. 15-foot jumper. No. Ricks the rebound. Taps it to Thelwell. 10:50 left to play. Morehead State with a 7-point advantage. Out front, Riley Minix down the left wing and back out straight away. Miles high right to Thelwell. Thelwell on Douglas. Works it off far side to Ricks. Eddie a fake, a drive. Here he comes to the hole with a left hand shot. Knocked down, whistle foul. Shot didn't go. He'll get two free throws.
That
goes on Mikel Mitchell, his second. And the fourth on the Trojans. It takes us to a media timeout. 10:36 to play in this ball game in Evansville. OVC title game, Morehead State 46, Little Rock 39. I'm Chuck Morales with Tom Lewis. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Do you have a Medicare supplement plan? Are your premiums too high? We have great news. There is a new birthday rule in Kentucky. As of January 1st, 2024, there have been changes that may benefit you. Call us today at the Porter Group and ask how we may help you. Call 606-780-1387. Once again, that's 606-780-1387.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Well, Morehead State leads by 7, 46-39 over Little Rock. OVC Tournament Championship game in Evansville, Indiana. 10:36 left to play. Riley Minix now with 20 points, has 700 points this season. He is only the fourth player in Morehead State basketball to have 700 points or more in a single season. Dan Swartz, number one with 828 in the 55-56 campaign. Number two, Brett Roberts in 1991-92 with 815. Then Granville Williams, 705 in 1960-61. And number four on the list now, Riley Minix.
He's also one of only two players in the entire Ohio Valley Conference with more than 100 offensive rebounds this season. The only other, Drew Cisse at Western Illinois.
The only thing he doesn't do for this team is drive the bus.
He may have done that.
I believe he could do that.
We haven't taken the bus very much, so we can't say for certain that he hasn't.
Minix out on the floor with Lathan Thelwell Thomas. Rick's at the line for two. First one by Eddie. Clangs off, no good.
Again, you mentioned Minix still out on the floor. He's been there every second of this game.
Comes over to say something to Rick's as he sets up for his next free throw. Eddie looks up, floats it with the right hand. That's perfect. Whatever he said was the right thing.
And another 8-0 run for Morehead State.
Which leads by 8 is coming across the line. Douglas backing in on Lathan. High left to Mitchell. Mitchell on Minix. Moves in free throw line. Back behind him, right to left. Douglas fakes the shot. His pass tips. Somehow Gordon catches it to the right of the lane. Back out it goes to Douglas between the circles. High left to Chaplin and out to Douglas with 8 to shoot. He'll move in top of the key, pushes off on Lathan, tries to shovel up a wild shot that's an air ball. It goes out of bounds. Good job by Thomas to block off Mitchell, who was trying to save it.
He's not an easy guy to block off.
No, he's 6'10 and 240 pounds. I think he looks like he weighs more like 260.
Yep.
Full court, Little Rock pressure as Thomas will inbound for MSU. 47-39, Morehead State. Thomas gets it in to Lathan right at the baseline where he's trapped. Got it to Thelwell. Thelwell races across the timeline left to the logo with a left-hand dribble. Switch to the right. 47-39, Morehead State. Thelwell toward the left hash. Dancing high left, turning it right. Far side, Ricks. 11 to shoot. Straight away, Thelwell. Through at the left wing. Sets his feet, shoots a three off the glass, nothing else. Rebound ricochets out of bounds. I think it's Morehead State basketball.
Yep.
Because I think it hit the foot of K.K. Robinson. They reset the shot clock, but I don't think they should have because that ball did not hit the rim. And they may need to check the monitor to see how much time is left on that shot clock.
Yep. Good catch on that, partner.
I didn't see what the shot clock was at when Drew let it loose, but I'd say there are probably about 3-4 seconds possibly left on it. But we'll
know
in a moment.
This game of runs continues to keep that same personality. Morehead State now 8 straight points over the last almost 4 minutes of action. Little Rock has missed its last 6 field goal tries and 8 of its last 9, and the Trojans have not scored in over 4 minutes.
They'll put 4 on the shot clock. Little Rock in its last 6 games has averaged 83 points a contest, only has 39 so far.
They've been beating their opponents in those last 10 games by an average of 18.5 a game.
4 to shoot, baseline right, inbound, Morehead State offensive end, Jordan Lathan. Lathan looking. Inside to Ricks, turn, left-hander from 3, missed it, bottom of the iron. Rebound, Crocker Johnson to K.K. Robinson. Coming out left to right to the logo, Douglas. Wide left, Crocker Johnson faces up on his man, Minix. Turns to his right, one step, got it to the cutting Robinson to the goal. Wrap around left, no, tapped up and in, though, by Jalen Crocker Johnson. He's got 5. Not many second chance points in this game.
Nope.
Now they've got Lathan trapped backside, but he got the ball to Thelwell anyway. Down the left wing, Minix driving to the baseline. Far side, Lathan. Back to Minix. Minix outside the block, coming to the baseline, fights to the goal. Tries to get up for a shot, and he stuffed jump ball. Possession life, though, Morehead State with 14 to shoot.
You were talking about not many second chance points in this game. That was just the second chance basket of the game for the Trojans. Morehead State has only 1.
47-41 MSU, 9:01 to play. 14 to shoot. Lathan baseline left, puts it in. Toward the left hash, Thelwell. Right side, Thomas. Near corner, Ricks. Back to Thomas. Catch, shoot, 3 ball, good. And he got those feet set.
Yep, he was about 26 feet from the bucket, but set and nothing but net.
Right angle drive, Robinson. Straight away, Crocker Johnson, a 23-footer for 3.
That's how you answer.
And it's 50-44. And Eddie Ricks needs to tie his shoot. So a momentary pause in play.
Jalen Crocker Johnson was OVC Freshman of the Year, and he was named Freshman of the Week, I believe, 9 times over the course of the season.
He's got 2 triples tonight, came in at only 26% from beyond the arc. Thomas will inbound, full court, Little Rock pressure at man-to-man. 50-44, MSU with 8:35 showing on the game clock. And the Moorhead faithful on their feet right now, cheering on their squad. You can hear them. Now, Gordon will back off on Thomas, the inbounder. What's the holdup here?
Sure.
They're checking something at the monitor.
Oh, they want the shot clock reset, I think.
Yeah, they should. That's at 28, should be 30. Minix will come down the floor and actually replace Thomas as the Eagles' inbounder. And now Gordon will come back up to guard the inbounder.
Well, I guess I jinxed us. I was telling you at halftime we hadn't had a single video review in the game. We've got about three or four now here in the second half.
Well, let's see. Now they've got the shot clock fixed. It says 30, as it should.
And they put two more seconds on the game clock as well.
Minix to inbound again. Little Rock full court man-to-man pressure. Minix gets it into Thelwell. Drew is trapped. Spins away from the double team up the left sideline. Back it goes to Minix. Riley runs across the timeline outside the right hand. Slows it down. Comes to his left. Leaves it at the logo for Thelwell. Thelwell on Douglas. He'll play it down with the right hand. Off the Minix screen, rolls left. Stops high left, 11 to shoot. Thelwell penetrates left block, turns to his right, one-hander, got it. Thelwell with 10, Moorhead State up 52-44.
Jones, Minix, and Thomas in double figures.
Robinson driving on Thelwell, runs over the top of him and picks up a charge, his third foul. Thelwell went flying. And for Little Rock, foul number five. Darrell Walker, the Little Rock head coach, really didn't like that call too much. But K.K. Robinson slammed in to Moorhead State's Drew Thelwell and deservedly got the call. Thelwell down central across the timeline. Left hash Thomas coming back to his right, out front to Ricks. Eddie holds high, wide left. Minix out for the basketball. 18 to shoot, far side Thelwell. He'll turn right, turn left. Gets it off to Ricks at the far sideline and back out to Thelwell. Down low, Minix fakes in a double team. Tries the hard layup with the right hand. Got it baseline left.
He faked the pass around the defender to a potential cutter who wasn't there. And again, got the defense to bite on the fake and then took it up strong.
22 for Riley, 54-44 Moorhead. 7:26 to go. Chaplin taking it left of the lane. The runner off the angle. Side of the rim, no. Baseline left. Ricks the rebound to Thomas. Thelwell slows it down, coming toward the midcourt stripe and across to the right of the emblem. Guarded by K.K. Robinson. Bounce left hash out for it. Eddie Ricks flies it to the right side and Thelwell. Back out straightaway Thomas. Back to Thelwell at the near side. He'll shoot the three and put it on the board. And it's 13 points for Drew Thelwell and a 13-point lead Moorhead State and a timeout Little Rock.
First tray of the night for Drew Thelwell.
And let's see if this is a full or a 30. The Moorhead crowd going wild is a full timeout. We'll step aside to take a break. 6:49 left to go at the Ford Center in Evansville. OVC Tournament Championship game. Moorhead State 57, Little Rock 44. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? whose main street includes part of the Sheltowee Trace National Recreation Trail. Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
In a good spot right now with 6:49 left to go in this OVC Tournament Championship game in Evansville, leading Little Rock by 13, 57-44. Moments ago, Drew Thelwell canning his first three-pointer of the ball game after missing his first four. Tom, that thing was nothing but the bottom of the net, and give credit to Drew. He didn't lose confidence in his shot, even though he'd missed the first few.
And he's missed a few of them pretty badly, to be quite honest with you, Chuck. The adrenaline, I think, early was getting to him a bit, but he's settled down and playing in rhythm now. He's played really well on both ends of the floor, especially here in the second half. He's come up with some steals, and Moorhead State with only one team foul in the second half, but playing great defense.
Little Rock offensive end at the left. Robinson jump feed, right elbow Mitchell. Mitchell holding, looking down low, nothing doing there. Back behind him, left to right, Robinson on the move at the free throw line, left of the lane, trying to get a shot over Thomas. Pass inside the lane, batted by Minnick, stolen by Ricks. Thelwell with it. Drew Thelwell across the line, hip to hip with Douglas. 6:25 to go. Thelwell at the left hash. Down the wing, up the sideline, now to Thomas. Thomas out to Ricks, wide left to Minnick. Minnick on Mitchell. Left to right behind him, Thelwell on the drive. Got to the goal, tries the wraparound layup. Blocked by Douglas, who took the basketball away for Little Rock. Bradley Douglas. Douglas straight away for three. Wide open, he cans it. 12 points for Douglas. Lead to 10 for Moorhead State as Lathan brings it up toward the right hash on K.K. Robinson. They bang, no call. He'll turn left, come to the logo. Lathan still with the dribble. To his right, back to his left. Down the far wing and out to Minnick straight away. Riley on the fake, backs up right side Thomas. Thomas with 10 to shoot. He'll put it down to the hardwood. Take it left, come right. He'll drive to the baseline, come to the hole, put it up, blocked by Mitchell on the scoop try. Chaplin the rebound to Douglas. Little Rock offensive end, Douglas off the screen, up top again for three. No, slam down on a follow by Chaplin, who's got nine. No one blocked him off. And the lead at eight for MSU at 57-49. Thelwell down central, left to right on K.K. Robinson, Trojans man-to-man. Rick sets the screen, out it goes between the circles to Minnick, to the left hash, up the sideline, Thomas. Thomas knocked away, got it back, skips it out front to Ricks. 10 to shoot, right wing Lathan, right block extended, Minnick. Minnick on Crocker Johnson, backs, spins, fights, looks, fades, fires, blasts, yes!
How many times can you change the direction you're pivoting on one foot?
And a 30-second timeout taken by Moorhead State with 4:50 to go. The Eagles by 10, 59-49. Riley Minnick now in this contest with 24 points, 10 of 15 from the field, 5 rebounds, and he's not sat out a single second of this contest.
I think we know who the front runner is for OVC Tournament Most Valuable Player, Chuck.
That was a tough, tough shot right there when you talk about well defended. It didn't matter. Riley Minnick was going to put that ball down in the basket no matter what. He plays with such great determination.
There are very few players who have played, at least in a Moorhead State uniform, with the combination of force and power, but fluidity and touch that we see embodied in Riley Minnick.
Inbound, Trojans. Douglas rolls it in. Robinson walking behind the rolling basketball, picks it up in midcourt. K.K. Robinson, right angle, over Thelwell from 18. The jumper in and out and back in again. He's got 13. 59-51, Morehead State. Thelwell across the timeline with 4:34 to go. Thelwell on K.K. Robinson, works at the big OVC emblem in the center of the floor. 18 on the shot clock. Minix a screen. Thelwell works right. Wide left. Minix sets his feet. Line drive three. Bottom of the iron. No. Floor rebound. Inside the lane. K.K. Robinson for Little Rock. He'll race by Thomas, who reaches in out near the top of the key and fouls him with the left hand. Only the first foul on Khalil Thomas for Morehead State, just number two and a half. Actually, a pretty good foul for Khalil Thomas, who was beaten off the dribble.
Agreed.
Chaplin inbounds right hash off the hands of Mitchell, but he got it back. He'll move in. Right side to Chaplin. Chaplin trying to turn left. Had the screen, now gives it right elbow to Mitchell. Free throw line. Back it goes to Chaplin. Puts up the short shot with the right hand. It's in, and he's fouled. He'll get a free throw to boost. He's got 11 points. Riley Minix with his second foul. Third on Morehead State. It comes with 4:05 to go. MSU up 59-53. Chaplin trying to draw the Trojans closer. Looks up, squats down. Free throw in the air. Spins off, no. Minix a baseline left rebound.
It's his sixth.
MSU by six as Thelwell comes to the timeline with 3:56 to go. Down the right arc, leave it there. Lathan returns it back down the wing to Thelwell. Toward the elbow, Minix on Mitchell. Minix fakes, plays it down, backs up, starts forward, spin left. Here he comes, left angle shot, missed it, knocked down, foul. He'll get two free throws. And that foul is going to go on Mikael Mitchell, his third. And team six on the Trojans. And I think they may have taken a timeout. Is that the case?
Time is out on the floor.
Media timeout.
Media timeout, okay. Let's step out with 3:43 left to play in Evansville at the Ford Center. This is the championship game of the OVC tournament. I'm Chuck Meraz with Tom Lewis. Morehead State leads Little Rock 59-53. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Morehead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
For those of you who enjoy keeping chickens around, for farm fresh eggs all year long, Hinton's 18% layer feed is for you. Our layer feed has a vitamin and amino acid balance for hen health and more eggs per chicken per year. It also contains added probiotics to support healthy digestive systems and is formulated with alfalfa meal for higher quality, better tasting eggs. Best of all, as with all our homegrown feeds, our layer feed is made fresh every week with locally grown natural ingredients. Quality food starts with quality feed. Fresh, local, Hinton Mills.
Great grocery buys abound this week at Allen's IGA. Tyson chicken tenders from Allen's award-winning deli are specially priced for only $6.99 a pound. Chobani classic yogurt cups are just a dollar. Yellow and zucchini squash is only $1.49 a pound. And the 12-ounce pack of No Yolks noodles is just $2. Huge savings while always spending less at Allen's IGA, downtown Morehead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
Morehead State up 59-53 with 3:43 left to go in the championship game of this year's OVC tournament. 3:43 left to play, and Riley Minix is line right for two. Minix has been Minix. 24 points, 10 of 16 from the field, 3 of 4 at the line, 6 rebounds. Minix joined on the floor by Thomas, Lathan, Thelwell, and Ricks. Mitchell, Chaplin, Robinson, Douglas, and Gordon out there for Little Rock. Minix has played every minute of this contest. Free throw up and in.
You know, I've seen a lot of players wear the blue and gold. As far as a one-season snapshot, there aren't many who have risen to the level of a Riley Minix.
Who now makes the second free throw. 61-53, Morehead State, 3:40 left to go. K.K. Robinson clears the line right to left. Bounce high left to Mitchell. Mitchell on Minix, Morehead man-to-man. K.K. Robinson right to left around toward the top of the key. Jumps into a 19-footer, bangs it off the rim, no. Flying for the rebound, Jordan Lathan wraps both arms around it as he took it away from Jameer Chaplin.
You know, Lathan hasn't scored a lot tonight, 6 points, but he has contributed a lot on the defensive end.
Minix controls outside the left hash. Down the wing away is cross-court, near side Lathan. Right corner, Ricks. Plays it back out to the near hash and Lathan. Lathan on the move to his left to the logo. Five to shoot, three to shoot. Delwell, left side, launching a three. Yes, yes, yes!
Missed his first four. He's made his last two from long range.
16 for Drew. 64-53 MSU, 2:45 to go. Douglas on the move by Lathan. Right angle drive to the hole. Puts it up off the glass and in. Thomas inbounds against full court man-to-man pressure to Minix. Minix ahead at midcourt. Left sideline, Thomas. Morehead State breaking the pressure. Thomas dribbles over and hands it at the logo to Thelwell. 2:24 to play. Thelwell had it knocked away. Got it back inside to Thomas. Knocked away. Stolen by Gordon. Ball loose on the hardwood. And a timeout called by Gordon as he hit the deck battling Thomas and Minix. With 2:16 to go, Morehead State by 9. Little Rock will have the basketball. And for Little Rock, that will leave the Trojans with just one timeout. 2:16 to play.
Smart timeout. But, man, to have only one at your disposal, down 9 with over 2 minutes to go, that's big.
Well, Little Rock will point out, had the possession light, had he gotten tied up, they still would have gotten the basketball. But, you know, he's in the heat of the moment.
Yep.
And he called a timeout to make sure he preserved the possession for his ball club.
That's instinct. I mean, that's what players are typically coached to do. And like you say, you don't have the time to look over at the scorer's table and see which way that arrow is pointing. It wasn't the wrong decision, but that's a big timeout to have to burn at this point in such a tight and important basketball game.
Midcourt far side, Douglas on the Little Rock inbound. Again, 2:16 to go, MSU by 9. Jordan Jefferson wants to check in for the Trojans next break. Inbound, K.K. Robinson clears the line, bounce high left, Gordon left of the lane to Chaplin. Down low for the layup, Mitchell, and he missed it, and he's fouled. Eddie Ricks got him.
A little bit of a late whistle there, Chuck. Probably the right call. But
Ricks with his second foul, Morehead State's fourth. Mitchell will be line left. And he's a big guy. Generally, big guys don't shoot free throws too well, but he's 73%. Mitchell, a native of Washington, D.C. Line left with 2:10 to go. Free throw on the way. Clangs it off the iron, off the glass. He's still without a point.
And he's flexing that left shoulder that we've talked about. He's a right-handed shooter, but I think that left shoulder and that brace is still bothering him.
Mitchell pounds it down, looks up, flipped with two hands and a miss, and a rebound tap. Free throw line, Lathan rips it away from Douglas, comes to the offensive end of the right hash and leaves it for Ricks, back to Jordan Lathan. J2 on Douglas out near the timeline to the right of the emblem. 1:58 to go. Lathan with 16 to shoot, backs up toward the stripe. Heads forward. Right angle drive, got to the lane, dish out far side. Thelwell sets his feet, three, swish, yes! 67-55, Morehead, 1:40 left to go. Douglas, left wing drive, nothing doing there to K.K. Robinson in the left corner, coming down the baseline, pass inside, tipped by Minix, stolen by Thomas, ahead of the wide open, Thelwell layup off the glass and in! And it's a 14-point Morehead State lead with 1:22 left to go. Douglas straight away over Thelwell for a triple. In and out, no. Minix aboard for Morehead State. Left sideline to the jogging Thomas. Comes offensive end, right of the logo, Thelwell. 1:04 to go, and the Morehead crowd cheering its team. Thelwell out near the timeline, 12 to shoot. Right hash, Lathan. 53 seconds to play. Lathan on Gordon. Crossover dribble. Again, he crosses over, backs up, 2 to shoot, 1 to shoot. Wild 3-ball, air ball sails out of bounds as the shot clock runs out with 42.2 seconds to go. But right now, the clock, the worst enemy Little Rock has.
I don't know. Morehead State's a pretty sizable enemy tonight, Chuck.
Yeah, that's true. Robinson, right wing drive at the arc. Fires a three from the wing. In and out, no. Rebound tap. Ricks has it. Morehead State with it. 32 seconds to go. Thelwell across the line.
And Little Rock has waved the white flag of surrender. You want to go dancing, partner?
Oh, yes, sir, we do. Minix with the ball fittingly. 15 to shoot. 20 seconds to go. Riley waves the Morehead crowd to its feet. 14 seconds to go. Minix moving around to the free throw line, left of the lane to the baseline. Dribbling away from Gordon. The shot clock runs out with 5.2 seconds to go, but who cares? Morehead State's going to win this ball game and go to the NCAA tournament. Inbound K.K. Robinson. Left side, Chaplin launching a three that he misses. And the clock expires. Morehead State has won the 2024 OVC Tournament Championship. Tonight, defeating Little Rock by a score of 69-55. Morehead State, the OVC champions. I'm Chuck Ferraz along with Tom Lewis. Postgame show coming your way in a couple of minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio. Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Morehead State, the 2024 OVC champions, winning the title game of the tournament tonight, fighting off Little Rock 69-55. I'm Chuck Meraz along with Tom Lewis. While we have a moment, let's pause for 10 seconds and station identification. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Chuck Meraz along with Tom Lewis in the aftermath of Morehead State's exciting tournament championship victory over Little Rock. And Tom, I'll tell you what a sweet, sweet win for this Morehead State team that came in as the number three seed into this tournament after ending up the regular season as tri-champions of the OVC with Little Rock and UT Martin.
Well, we've
a bit of a disappointment, but at the same time, this team has been on a mission all year long, mission accomplished.
We've talked about a lot of milestones, a lot of new records set. Add one more to the list, Chuck. The most wins in a basketball season for a Morehead State men's basketball team ever.
26. Morehead State will go to the NCAA tournament with a 26-8 record after beating Little Rock tonight 69-55. And let's talk about this. This, again, was a Little Rock team that came in scoring oodles of points last six ball games, averaging 83 points a contest. This motivated Morehead State defense tonight holds them to 55.
And over the last 10, Little Rock was 10-0. It was the third longest winning streak, active winning streak in the country. And during that stretch, Little Rock had outscored its opponents by an average of 18.5 a game. Morehead State, as they've done so many times under Coach Preston Spradlin, got it done on the defensive end, and it's the Eagles winning by 14 here tonight as Drew Thelwell, team captain, comes over. Congratulations, partner.
Gave us a hug. Can't believe it. I mean, so excited. I mean, just everybody associated with Morehead State just absolutely thrilled with a wonderful victory here tonight for this ball club.
Guys. Love you, Preston.
Congratulations. Preston Spradlin, the MSU coach, coming over. And I'll tell you what, just thrilled beyond belief to be a part of this and to be associated with a great group of young men. And I don't talk about that from the basketball standpoint only, Tom. These are great people that just won this OVC championship, not just great basketball players.
I don't get choked up much on the air talking about sports, but as a Morehead State alum and a fan of this program since the 80s, I don't know that there's been a group that's better represented, and not just on the court but off the court, that's ever worn the blue and gold.
I just am speechless. I mean, I've been rooting for this team all year long. You just felt like, and I think I said this to you, I felt like this team could be very special and maybe one of the best teams in school history. And now, when you count victories at 26, a school record, the best team in school history.
Yeah. I mean, and to do it with the class that they do it, to do it with the attitude that they do it, you know, there's nothing about this team when I look at it that gives me pause to think that's not right. That's not what I want to see from my basketball team. Everything on the court, off the court, in the classroom, from the coaching staff to the managers to the trainers to the strength and conditioning crew to the administrators.
That's awesome.
Mostly the players.
How much are you going to win by?
Oh, man.
But, yeah, I mean, this is a phenomenal bunch of kids. I want to tip my cap, too, to Little Rock, Chuck. We, you know, they've only been in the league a couple of years. They were predicted to finish seventh this season. They end up the one seed, and we've watched them the last couple of nights. The folks down in Little Rock need to be proud of the way that their group represented them as well. They were a classy bunch. They went about their business. They didn't yap at the officials. You know, two very classy and tremendous basketball teams faced off tonight, and it was the better team that won, Morehead State.
Well, this is a Morehead State team that has shown tremendous poise, resiliency, and character all year long. Never have they wilted in the face of any type of adversity this year. They had a 21-4 lead in the first half, led at the break by a score of 32-27, then saw Little Rock rally to take a one-point lead, but at that point, it was like the switch was flipped and Morehead State said, not tonight, this one belongs to us, turned down the afterburners, and from there on out, Little Rock was chasing the blue and gold.
Absolutely. Got them on their heels, and that's not a position that the Trojans have been in very often this season, but you could tell down the stretch, it was Morehead State that was playing with the poise and the confidence and was the aggressor rather than the pursuer down the stretch. And Morehead State did everything it needed to do and then some. Again, I go back to the defensive effort. Little Rock shot 41% tonight. Only turned it over 11 times, but the Eagles really took them out of their desired game plan. We knew they had to keep them away from the rim. They were able to get there a little bit. They went through a stretch where they had some success doing that. But in the end, it was that lockdown defense that keyed this victory for Morehead State.
69-55, Morehead State wins the OVC Tournament Championship tonight here in Evansville. We'll come back and run the numbers from this ball game, courtesy of Whitaker Bank, after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Morehead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Morehead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Morehead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Morehead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The celebration continues here at the Ford Center in Evansville. Morehead State's Eagles, a winner in the OVC Tournament Championship game, advancing into the NCAA's field of 64 with a 69-55 victory over Little Rock. MSU now with a school record 26 victories against 8 defeats this year. Little Rock, a very fine ball club, ends up at 21-12. Let's go inside the numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. First of all, for Little Rock, two players make that three players in double figures. Bradley Douglas had 14 off the bench. K.K. Robinson, 13 points. Jameer Chaplin with 11. 9 points, DeAnthony Gordon. 8 for Jalen Crocker Johnson. .23 of .56, Little Rock from the field, 41.1%, 7 of 16 outside the arc, 2 of 5 at the free throw line, out-rebounded by MSU, 33-27. They had 8 offensive rebounds, 8 assists, 11 turnovers, 3 steals, 3 blocks. Morehead State, 3 players in double figures. Riley Minix led the way, 26 points. Drew Thelwell, a clutch night with 21, 13 for Khalil Thomas. 6 for Jordan Lathan, 3 for Eddie Ricks. Deontay Miles, Zach Iaiemi, and Jerome Morton played but didn't score. Morehead State 25 of 50 from the field, 50%, 9 of 24 from three-point land, 10 of 13 from the line. Again, the rebounding battle, 33-27, Morehead State wins it. Top rebounder Riley Minix with 7, the Eagles with 6 offensive rebounds, 12 assists, 10 turnovers, 8 steals, 4 blocks. Morgan State 69, Little Rock 55. We'll come back to talk to assistant coach Dom Lombardi when we continue our postgame report from the Ford Center here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Well, we're going to talk to Dom Lombardi. He was here during a break, but they have started the ceremonies to hand out the championship trophy along with some of the individual trophies that will be given to the players. Morehead State wins the OVC Tournament Championship tonight here at the Ford Center in Evansville by a score of 69-55 over Little Rock. Tom, it's been a season. I'll tell you what, it's been a very memorable season. And when you talk about it, Morehead State was off to a tremendous start in conference play, then hit a three-game losing streak in mid-February, falling to Little Rock, UT Martin, then at home to Southern Indiana, and that was, you know, a tough time. But this team, you got to give them credit. Again, we talk about resiliency. They bounced right back and haven't lost since.
You know, that stretch, those three losses, that was part of a stretch where the Eagles had to play eight games missing at least one regular starter. And that was a growing period, I think, for this team. They were cruising along. You know, it seemed like they weren't just beating people. They were burying people at times. And then they hit that streak of adversity. And I think it helped this team from a character perspective as they had to start relying on some guys a little bit more than they had up to that point. But those guys stepped up. You know, Coach Pradlin's talked about it. Those eight games, Morehead State was still 6-2, so it wasn't like the season went down the tubes. Guys stepped up, still got it done. You know, that loss to Southern Indiana in particular was a really tough one. At that point, when you look at the net rankings, it was the largest upset of the year nationally, but there have been a couple, I think, since. But you know, the team rebounded, and that's what teams with character do. And Coach Preston Spradlin and his staff continued to build on that. They didn't give up. They continue to get stronger, and as a result, they're reaping the fruits of their labors tonight as the 2024 Ohio Valley Conference champions and going to go back to the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, first time in a couple of years, and couldn't happen to a better bunch of young men. And Morehead State placing three players on the all-tournament team, Riley Minix, Drew Felwell and Khalil Thomas, and Riley Minnick's name, the tournament's most valuable player, and deservedly so, no doubt about that. Riley has been just great this season, and during the tournament, he was clutch. He came up with big shots, big rebounds when his team needed those rebounds and points, and, you know, everyone's played a role in getting this team here, but Riley Minnick's has been just from the wire to wire this season, the most outstanding player that this ball club has.
Without a doubt.
Wow.
But then, you know, look at other guys. Drew Thelwell tonight, he was really struggling on the offensive end. He couldn't find the range, and then down the stretch, three huge three-pointers. He winds up with 21 points, four rebounds, only had two assists tonight, but as Drew always seems to do, he finds a way to contribute, and he's the general. He's the guy on the court that gets things done and leads the way, and he did it again tonight.
Yeah. The guy is a winner. I mean, he's won 93 career games as a player at Morehead State, most in school history, and he knows what needs to be done, and he gets it done when it counts the most.
And then Khalil Thomas, the other member of the all-tournament team from this Morehead State roster, last night was his big night. Seven made three-pointers, only his second double-double of the season. And tonight he follows that up with 13 points, four rebounds, and he leads the team in assists with four himself. And again, shot 50% from three-point range, three of six from deep. So Khalil Thomas, you know, when guys like Jordan Lathan are struggling, you've got somebody else who says, next man up, it's my turn. I'm going to carry the load a little bit, and that's what Khalil did in this tournament.
69-55, Morehead State wins the OVC Tournament Championship game over Little Rock here in Evansville, Indiana, at the Ford Center. Final segment of our post-game report coming up as we continue here on the Eagle Sports Network.
GoTo Solutions and Line X of Morehead is a one-stop shop for your auto needs, and you're invited to stop by today. Locally owned and operated, they're now accepting new customers. Services offered include tires and wheels professionally installed using state-of-the-art equipment, brakes, exhaust, differentials, lubrication, oil and filter changes, and shocks and struts. They have a full line of auto accessories, and as always, they have Line X spray-in bed liners and ValueGuard rust proofing and undercoating, which offers a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. All services performed by trained technicians. In addition to automotive services, they offer fabrication, welding, and machining. Stop by today and check out everything they have to offer. GoTo Solutions and Line X of Morehead is located at 25 Lake Park Drive in the MMRC Industrial Park, just off Highway 801 north of the Interstate 64 Farmer Sharkey Exit 133. You can call them at 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID, and gift certificates are also available.
'69-55, Morehead State wins the OVC Tournament Championship game over Little Rock's Trojans, a fine ball club. But this is MSU's night and MSU's trophy as it sits out on the table awaiting the individual trophies to be continued to hand it out, be handed out. And then from there, the big trophy will be coming home with the Morehead State Eagles. And then we'll await the announcement a week from this Sunday, I guess, Tom.
Yep.
And they'll announce all the seedings for the NCAA tournament. And, you know, we talked about seedings for MSU, and I have to believe a number 14 or 15.
Yeah, I do too. And you know, that's not just based on unobjective, wishful thinking on our parts. We've talked to folks who have a really good feel for how the seeding process works and how the committee that makes those decisions operate. And what we're hearing is Morehead State should be no less than a 15 seed, and there is, depending on how some of the other conference tournaments play out, a possibility they could slide up even to a 14. So anybody who's worried, will Morehead State be stuck in a play-in game in Dayton this season, I don't think you have to worry about that. I think you're looking at least a 15, and as Chuck said, potentially even a 14.
Yes, this is a 26-8 team, one of the best mid-major programs in the country, a top 25 mid-major program. Stay tuned to MSUEagles.com for more tournament information. Of course, next Sunday night, the NCAA will announce its field of 64, and we'll find out where Morehead State is going and what the seed will be.
I'm just happy we're dancing.
Yep, me too. Well, special thanks as always to our engineer and producer who will keep riding with us on this venture through the 2023-24 campaign that's been so much fun. Ian Corbin, great job again tonight, buddy, and also to you, my partner, Tom Lewis, on the air.
Fantastic job to you as well, my friend.
I'm Chuck Mraz. Again, Morehead State wins the 2024 OVC Tournament Championship here in Evansville, Indiana at the Ford Center tonight by a final of 69-55. So long, everybody, from the Eagle Sports Network.
You've been listening to Morehead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Tune in all season long for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.